Charles McElwee III writes, "Nestled on a picturesque plateau in Pennsylvania's northeastern region, Hazleton is the kind of post-industrial city that for decades looked as though its best days were behind it. That's why artist James Moran revealed on canvas the vitality of his hometown of Hazleton, not as he saw it, but as it was when the city was in its heyday in the first half of the last century." Moran, who passed away in March 2016, was born in 1940, a time when the downtowns of American cities featured blocks of cinematic quality, neon lights, flashing marquees, bustling stores, and packed diners. In Moran's youth, Hazleton possessed all these features, instilling a perception that the city was larger than its real size. And so, after the neon lights were turned off and the downtown facades had started to crumble, it was the more nostalgic vision of Hazleton that would inform Moran's artwork. But nostalgia erases the hard edges and magnifies the romantic. It also undermines the value of the present, which is why Hazleton is in many ways a perfect expression of the themes of 2016. Hazleton's prosperity was the consequence of geological serendipity. The city sits on the world's richest vein of anthracite coal, which propelled a massive influx of immigrants to Hazleton from Ireland, Italy, and Eastern Europe in the 19th century. Moran's ancestors were peasant farmers who hailed from Donegal. They immigrated to the New World to labor in Hazleton's mines. Upon arrival, they settled in one of Hazleton's surrounding coal company-owned patch towns, and along with other Irish newcomers, eventually established their own ethnic enclave, Donegal Hill, which abutted the city's downtown. Hazleton's economy, unlike other parts of the region, wasn't exclusively dependent on coal. Most immigrant families needed supplemental income, and it was through picking the plateau's abundant huckleberry bushes or finding employment in the city's shirt factories and silk mills that wives, mothers, and children could financially endure. It was a city of extremes, massive wealth and widespread poverty, grand Victorian mansions and dilapidated shanties. But its residents, whether beneficiaries or casualties of its economy, adopted an enduring pride in their melting pot culture. McElwee continues, Moran appreciated this culture, but he also resented the community leaders' disregard for Hazleton's architectural and industrial heritage. His training in fine arts at Brooklyn's Pratt Institute, combined with a native son's love for the city, served as a catalyst for his paintings of Hazleton's lively past, preceding even his own memories, and back to when the ornate buildings he loved were erected and Hazleton boomed. Moran's true inspiration, in other words, was Hazleton's Belle Époque, a period between the two world wars when local industries thrived, a leisure culture reigned, and neighborhoods clamored with the sounds of familial vigor. His paintings, stylistically reminiscent of the Ashcan School, illustrate the building facades of Hazleton's once densely packed urban landscape. Through impressionistic brushstrokes and warm pastel colors, Moran outlines a stage of theaters, banks, trolleys, breweries, and train stations. The buildings are Moran's main characters, handsome and poised, and releasing light onto crowded downtown streets. The people he portrays at street level often appear somber, intimating an indifference toward their impressive surroundings, a reminder perhaps that prosperity has its expiration date. Of course, as in Gibbsville, that city created by writer John O'Hara, Hazleton's flourishing past also had a darker history. But unlike O'Hara, Moran did not depict it. The region's oppressive and dangerous mining industry instigated labor disputes and political violence. In recent years, like the immigrants at the turn of the century, the Latino community has become part of the lifeblood of Hazleton, and the downtown has witnessed a revival. Moran's passing occurred as the remaining historic buildings began to undergo restoration projects and draw new tenants. Since 2014, the downtown has attracted restaurants and over 40 businesses. on Wyoming Street, an ongoing mural project pays tribute to the thoroughfare's historic contributions and immigrant experience to instill hope for the city's future. Words of Charles McElwee III, writing in The Atlantic, November 5th, 2016. The Hazleton Integration Project is a community-based effort that seeks to unite the people of many different cultures who now call Hazleton home. The project is the brainchild of Hazleton native and Chicago Cubs manager Joe Madden, who has been named Manager of the Year three times and who recently managed the Cubs to their first World Series title since 1908. Madden and HIP leaders believe that diversity can be a city's greatest strength, and through interacting with different cultural groups, that we as humans develop a greater understanding of our common humanity while learning to appreciate our cultural similarities and differences. For their efforts, the Hazleton Integration Project was awarded the 2014 Human and Civil Rights Award from the Pennsylvania State Education Association. All this we learn from the HIP website. The Hazleton Integration Project and a number of other community groups will host a two-day arts event titled Celebrate Hazleton this weekend, and we had a chance to speak by phone with HIP founding president Bob Curry.
It's really a pretty exciting project. In the past 4 years, we opened a brand new community center, and our intention was to bring some of the perhaps economically disadvantaged families into a position where we could really try to level the playing field for everybody. So what we do is we offer educational, cultural, and athletic opportunities for kids. And our mission is also to foster trust and respect among all of our area's cultures. So we're trying to bring people together and trying to use the kids to the best of our ability to make that happen. Because when you bring children together, the parents usually follow. So we're really excited about the things that happen. We were featured recently, and very humbling experience. Harry Smith did a television show, a segment of the Megyn Kelly Show, on the Hazleton Integration Project and Joe Madden's commitment to his hometown. So that was really exciting as well.
And you're actually talking to us from Chicago because there is that wonderful cross-pollination between Joe Madden and his dedication to Hazleton.
There surely is. And, you know, we have a golf tournament that is hosted here in Chicago. And I'd like people to just consider this and think about this. So we raise a considerable amount of money, and all of that money goes back into the Hazleton area. So you think about what philanthropy really is, and at its heart is you can raise money from people who are fairly affluent and spend it where the needs are greatest. And our community, like many others, has a fair, substantial amount of disadvantaged people economically, and to be able to have the money to make a real difference, particularly in those children's lives, is a blessing, believe me.
And I think people who may not know him but may admire him would be curious to have you say a few words about what motivates Joe Madden to be so dedicated to Hazleton.
I think it's a very simple thing. He just has a deep and profound love for the people of Hazleton and the city of Hazleton. Joe Madden, unlike many other people who become famous and they pay lip service to the idea, oh, I grew up in a wonderful community, and they get on a plane and they fly away, and Joe never got on that plane and ever completely left. He's part of the fabric of our city. He loves the people dearly, and his commitment is unwavering to the city of Hazleton.
And his mom still there?
You bet she is. She recently retired. At 84 years old, she recently retired. She worked in the family business, the third base sub shop, since the time she was a young girl. She's lived within two blocks of that sub shop her entire life. She was born in a home, moved about a block and a half away, and has lived in that part of the city for her entire 84 years.
You used the word culture a number of times, and we know there are many aspects of a region's culture, a people's culture. But in terms of what's coming up this weekend, you're talking about arts and culture, and you're inviting us to come to Hazleton and celebrate with you.
We sure are. This is a really exciting event that has grown into a two-day event just because of need. And we've had the great good fortune of putting together a whole bunch of people, organizations, existing organizations, the Hazelton Art League, the Chamber of Commerce, Power City Arts, Downtown Hazelton Alliance for Progress, and of course our Hazelton Glen Community Center, the Historical Society, Communities That Care, and a group that has been formed the last couple of years called Peace, Love, and Chalk. And that kind of was the kickoff or the start of this celebration. And this year we've added a lot of other pieces. So we've got a very full slate. I would love for people, not only in the Hazelton area, but regionally, everyone in Northeast PA can find something that they're going to find really high quality, because that's what we were going for. 2 days, August 4th. The events begin at 5 p.m. and run to 9 p.m. and Saturday, August 5th, 9 a.m. to actually a little bit past dusk. So we've got events going all day on Saturday and on Friday evening. And again, welcome to everybody who wants to come to Hazelton. I think you might be surprised, and I think you're also going to be pretty pleased.
If we think about the longevity of something like the Hazelton Art League, and then you have the new ones, like you talked about, Peace, Love, and Chalk. But again, drawing on those wonderful creative faculties that we all have.
Absolutely. And that's why this is such an exciting event, is it has so many diverse organizations. And everyone got on board right away. As soon as we started describing the concepts that we were working with, everybody got really excited. And our group started with 4 people, 5 people. Before you know it, it was 7. Then we meet regularly. We have between 12 and 18 people at every meeting representing, I think it's 10 different organizations. So, yeah, it's a bridge between the old and the new. And speaking of that, one of the things for art lovers is the Jim Moran, as the name is actually Moran, retrospective. We have 61 of Jim Moran's paintings displayed throughout downtown Hazelton. And we're doing a walking tour from painting to painting. And that's from 6 to 7:30 p.m. So people interested in the visual arts have something to do on that Friday night. And, you know, Jim Moran was recently featured in Atlantic Magazine. He was the cover of Atlantic Magazine of Bringing the Past to Life. And I think anyone who sees the depictions of Northeast PA, Wilkes-Barre and Hazelton, in Jim Moran's paintings can only feel a profound sense of nostalgia and appreciation for what has come before.
I love the idea that you're going to have a flash mob choir. Tell us about that.
Isn't this like just what a wonderful idea, really? So this is it, 11-11 Voices. We're going to begin now at 4:30 in the afternoon. We're trying to get everyone together, and we're going to get as many people as possible, and trust that we know already there will be hundreds of people, and they'll all be gathering and singing a single song. We're going to practice the song until 6 p.m., So from 4:30 to 6 p.m. is practice. At 6 p.m., we go live, we stream it across the internet, and we post it onto YouTube. This is such a unique and exciting idea that we know that the response is going to be terrific, and I invite every listener out there. What brings people together more than music? Seriously, you know, it's cathartic, it's a shared experience. And so we want to offer the opportunity not only to listen to music, but to create music. And it's not for voices that everybody has to have a skilled and trained voice. We can bring anyone into this process, and together, individually, we may not be great, but together, I think it's going to be just a terrific sound. And we're really, really looking forward to that.
It does sound like a real metaphor for what you're all doing. Individual voices coming together, forming something that's greater than the sum of the parts.
How can it get any better than that? And the other thing that I really, really have to mention is Peace, Love, Chalk. Peace, Love, Chalk is, let's do sidewalk art. We're going to have dozens of sidewalk art artists decorating, bringing color, bringing imagination and creativity to painting on our sidewalks. And that is happening on Saturday. So once again, people who are interested in the visual arts will have the opportunity between 9 a.m. and then 2 p.m. we have the judging. And we also have something else that's very unique. I have never tried it before. It's called Fleetique. And that is all day from 9 to 5 on Saturday. And it's kind of little boutique flea market style things right on the streets of Hazleton, interspersed with artists painting. And of course, we have ice cream sales and all kinds of this stuff. So it really should be quite the event, Erica.
Again, bringing the old and the new together. So often people think about Jack Palance and, of course, what he did at the Oscars, but the fact that he also maintained ties between the West Coast and the hometown in and around Greater Hazleton. And you have a film event.
I would be really remiss if I didn't get in that Christopher Coppola, who is Francis Ford Coppola's nephew, Nicolas Cage's brother, is flying in from Los Angeles to spend a couple days with us. And Christopher is going to offer workshops, and this is what got us started. We're going to have workshops for kids on Friday. And by kids, I mean kids from maybe 12 right through 18 years of age. So we have two different sessions, and anyone who would be interested in having their child participate, you can call my wife, Elaine Curry, at 570-233-4869. And she can sign you up for the course. She's taking charge of that. And then we have Christopher Coppola. We're going to show one of his films because we flew him all the way across the coast. So we're going to show one of his films and say, Christopher, tell us about filmmaking. And this is for adults. We're showing something called Sacred Blood, which Christopher described in the most poetic way possible. We were discussing which film of his we should be showing. And he described Sacred Blood as a melancholy modern-day vampire story. I said, Christopher, don't even tell me about any others. That's perfect. Melancholy, operatic vampire story. So Christopher will be joining us and talking about the film and the process and answering any questions people might have. And we're doing that outside. So it's like, bring your own chair, bring your own blanket. We're going to project it on the side of a building in downtown Hazleton. And we also have St. Gabriel's Church, their annual parish festival is there, both of those days. So we're going to have ethnic foods available, and it's just right down the street. So it's a perfect timing and a perfect match. We have a group of young ladies from the Mexican Cultural Center in Philadelphia are coming up, and they will be performing between 3 and 4:15. Fred Chory and a bunch of really quality poets from the Hazleton area are going to do a segment called Hazleton Speaks from 7 to 9 p.m., and it's prose, poetry, all set to music. Craig Chory, as many of us in this area know, and he's such a fine poet, and you know, Erica, he's just a quality guy. And he was kind enough to join us for this segment as well, so we're really excited about that. So the Performing Arts Center has Footloose, the musical, on Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. We've got a mural arts demonstration. Mary Veronica Sweeney, who is heading up the mural program in Hazleton, which is really catching fire right now. So there's so many different things to do, and we're so excited by all of these. And as a last, there's just this funny little thing, but there's a wonderful little group of craft brewers who make specialty beer, Cunningham Brewing Company, and they're making their own beer called Celebrate Hazleton, which will be available between 2 and 6 p.m. on Saturday. Celebrate Hazleton. How's that? And that's quite a little roster of activities, I think, for people who are culturally oriented or arts oriented. And truly, if you want more information, just give us a call at 570-861-8081. That's our community center number, and we'll be able to tell you all about it.
Well, now you have a national profile, and as you suggested in our conversation, the Hazleton Integration Project may just, in fact, turn out to be a model for the rest of the country.
Well, we are certainly hoping, and I mean, we're humbled by that thought, obviously. But something has really caught fire about what we're doing. And I do think that it's the type of thing that other communities can take a look at. Every community is different, and the model that works in one may not work in the other. But I think that there are some lessons that we have learned here in Hazleton that are applicable to many other communities who are experiencing some of the same issues that we have been experiencing in the last 10 or 12 years.
Bob Curry, founding president of the Hazleton Integration Project, speaking with us about Celebrate Hazleton, a two-day arts-centered event this Friday and Saturday, August 4th and 5th, in and around downtown Hazleton, co-sponsored by at least 10 different community organizations. Friday from 5 to 9 p.m., Saturday from 9 a.m. to a little past dusk. For more information on the web, HazletonIntegrationProject.com. HazletonIntegrationProject.com. And Bob highlighted some of the events, the James Moran Retrospective and Historic Walking Tour on Friday evening. Hazleton Speaks on Friday evening with poets, including Craig Churi. Christopher Coppola Film Workshop on Friday as well. And if you have a young one, or if you are young, between 12 and 18 or so, and you'd like to take part in Christopher Coppola's Film Workshop on Friday, this Friday, you can call Elaine Curry at area code 570-233-4869. There will be a performance at the J.J. Ferraro Center of Footloose, the musical by the Pennsylvania Theater of Performing Arts. And then on Saturday, Peace, Love, Chalk. That's in the morning, getting underway at 9. Chalk out and about the city on the sidewalks. A mural demonstration. A dance group from Philadelphia. The 1111 Voices Flash Mob Choir getting underway at 4:30 with a rehearsal until 6. And then a live streaming at 6. And that's at Wyoming and Broad Streets. And the Coppola screening of Sacred Blood, his film, in the Markle Building parking lot. And that's at dusk. And so much more. For more information on the web, HazletonIntegrationProject.com. It's Celebrate Hazleton this Friday and Saturday, August 4th and 5th.